Welcome to the podcast, Coco.
It's nice being here. It's really cool. This is my first time doing something like this.
Hi, yeah. Coco.
Hello.
All right, let's get right into it. So, all right, everybody, welcome back to another episode on the Indie Horror Talk podcast, starring our guest Coco Beans here and Jackson Merrill. So, okay, let's just dive right in.
Alrighty.
Alright.
So, first things first, this is very traditional for us. Like, this is a very traditional question, but, what got you into horror and or animation in general, since, you know...
I'll do both questions.
And... Yeah. Alright.
what got me into horror was Creepypasta, man. Creepypasta back in the day was just, you know, it's sky high in popularity. I used to watch YouTubers and stuff like that, and like stories that would kind of scare the shit out of me. But yeah, it's like Slender, Jeff the Killer, all that stuff. SCP back then too. A lot of Gmod videos too back then, which I grew up watching. And how I got into animation was definitely through, like, you know, Transformers. And it's a bit strange because I never animated Transformers before, but when I was younger, I used to watch like the behind the scenes on DVDs and stuff like that, how they made the movies. And I really, really wanted to do that. And I think around, I don't know, let's say 10 years later or something, I started animating for once in 2018.
You're a Transformers fan?
I used to be, yeah.
Oh, you used to be?
I don't remember what.
I think you and my dad will get along very well then, because he's also a fan of it. And I haven't heard
the name Transformers in so long.
Yeah, I mean, even till like now.
And then there's like a new movie coming out like this year, I think. And it just completely slipped my mind. But yeah, I see what you mean. The original movies, more specifically, the Bayformers. The CGI animation on it holds up really well, like surprisingly well. Yeah.
And I really wanted to do that. And like the game side of it too, I feel like, was it Halo? Halo made me get into that stuff too. Like it's just like the curiosity when I was younger, where I was like, you know, I really, really want to do this stuff. Because I didn't know people did this, you know. I didn't know people manually move the characters like the way they are.
Did you just assume it was all magic or something?
Yeah, for my young age, yeah.
But, it was all magic.
I thought it all happened.
You use this magical technique called posing and keyframing.
Yeah.
I
just figured it was like some sort of mocap, but it wasn't most of the time. Which made me interested because I was like, yo, I'm maybe bad at acting, but I could probably be good at this.
Yeah.
Something fun like that, you know?
Wait, we're talking about stop motion, right?
Oh, no, we're talking about motion capture, which is like
motion capture.
Do we need to go into depth about the different types of animation for Safar? I could be here all day explaining single type of animation. like I literally have an entire book called The Animator Survival Kit on my desk right now.
I don't even need that. I'm all good.
I might have a copy of that.
It's a good book. It was written by Richard Williams, who was like a former animator he was the head animator for Who Framed Roger Rabbit and
the movie, right?
He was the lead animator on that movie. He was in charge of animating the 2D characters.
It's cool.
Wait, you got to meet him?
Oh. He's dead.
He's dead.
Oh. Rest in peace to him. I'm so sorry.
It's over.
Let's move on before we go too deep into this.
Yep.
Yep.
So I know you you got into creepypasta, correct, when you started talking mm-hmm. about that. So is there anything from creepypasta or any thing from animation that you actually got inspired from?
I couldn't say for creepypasta. That is definitely, like, you know, something I grew up with, which led me to other things. But the thing that inspires me still to this day is Outlast. Outlast is, like, an experience I will never forget playing. Like, oh, man, if you've ever played Outlast, you'd know how, like, just disgusting it is in the best way possible. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't think... It's not edgy, in my opinion. It's, like, it's just full-on, you know, stuff happens for a reason other than no reason. And I feel like, you know, it's a really good horror experience. I don't think...
Yeah. I've only played the new one, Trials.
Trials. Yeah, I still haven't played that one.
Yeah, me and my friend Crash played that a lot when it first came out.
Oh, yeah.
And like, we always play it every time that there's, like, a major update or something. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. But yeah, I see what you mean.
Trials is fun, yeah. But Outlast, I'm talking about, like, first Outlast, because second...
Yeah. A certain scene comes to mind whenever I think of the second game. I'm not going to say what it is, but...
I know what you're talking about. Dude.
You don't want to know, Safar. You don't want to know, in case you're asking.
Bro, what? No, I don't even want to know.
No, you don't want to know, man.
The least you know, the better.
That's
stuff happened in that game for no reason, right?
Jesus Christ.
It lost its charm.
Okay, whoever's listening to this right now, please don't go and find out whatever it is. If you know about it, let's keep it a secret.
Let's take this to our graves, everybody. There is no insert certain scene in Outlast Trials 2.
Outlast Trials 2?
Just Outlast. My brain is breaking.
That happens a lot when you talk about a bad game, but you know.
You just think of a better game.
You just think of a better game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, now that we got your inspiration for horror, do you have any favorite pieces of horror media at all? Like, just like a favorite movie, book, show,
anything? I feel like I'll say my ongoing series that's happening, Resident Evil, dude. Resident Evil. Like, I don't think I've played everything, but I'm still a fan of it, right? I just love, like, the new stuff that's coming out. Even 8, even though it was just kind of not scary, it was still fun to play through.
Yeah.
The movies. The movies are such a blast to watch.
I haven't seen the movies. I heard mixed things about them.
Dude, only watch them for fun. That's all I'm saying. Because, oh my lord, it is the most bizarre shit I've ever seen in my life. It is like corny as hell, but it's also really fun to watch. Like, if you don't take it seriously, like any Resident Evil product most of the time, then you should be having a blast watching it.
Yeah, I can definitely see why you you enjoy playing Resident Evil. I've only played Resident Evil 7, 8, and 2 mm-hmm. Remake. And I can see why you like them.
I would say Resident Evil 4 is definitely my favorite, especially the remake. I love the remake. Yeah. 4.
I haven't played it. My current favorite's 7, mainly for the horror elements and the gameplay, specifically.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just so good.
Like, it's good. I like 7.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Can we all play Resident Evil together?
I mean...
Maybe one day.
Maybe we can watch you play it.
Never mind. I think I already played Resident Evil.
Which one?
Well, let me see. I'm checking my Steam library. Resident Evil 5.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
last time I played it was December 21st last year.
Oh, it's the most controversial out of all of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Oops.
I wonder why.
Bro, I got recommended it, man. So I just...
Yeah.
You're fine.
There's co-op, so I bought it with a friend.
And, now that I know about this, thanks for the heads up.
Alright. Anyways, let's see. Safar, do you want to take this one?
I was going to ask him the question, but I was thinking if you should ask him. But I guess I'll ask. How did you so this is my question for you. So how did you become the animator for the Joy of Creation remake, and how were you even familiar with it before like joining it, if you were, or I don't know.
So of course I was very familiar with it. I grew up playing Nixon's games, you know, from when it started off with Those Nights at Fredbear's and Those Nights at Freddy's, which is just...
I think it was Those Nights at Rachel's.
Yeah, Rachel's was kind of after those two games I mentioned, I think. But, you know, I was there most of the time when, you know, he was making those games. You know, maybe I was a bit late to the releases or, you know, teasers and stuff like that, but I was still there. But I will talk about how I became animator, and it's kind of funny. So... It is like after New Year's Eve, right? It is like it just turned 2023, and basically Nixon tweeted out, like, I didn't have Twitter because I was on a little bit of like a break from it. My friend Dougie was screaming at me like, Coco, wake up, Coco, wake up. I'm like, what? What's going on? Like on his like, I had notifications on, luckily, and I was on the verge of sleep. Right, I was in little Dagger, I think you call them, like the little, like a, what was it, caravan that drives and stuff like that. And he was like, yo, wake up, go. I'm like, what? Why is he spamming me? And I look, and I'm like, holy shit, it's my chance. And I took my chance. I actually did, what was it? I was working on someone's, like, believe it or not, Hello Neighbor 2 mod for, you know, and that was my first time I was doing first-person animation. I joined TJOC because of those animations at first, but I sent it to Nixon, and by the next morning, he actually, he replied back saying, like, oh, I want you on the team, but only as a first-person animator. I'm like, oh, all right. Sounds good. You know, it's better than nothing. But after a while, I think Nixon had another person on the team, but they didn't do much, I think. I don't remember. And so he just put me on and was like, all right, I need to animate Freddy real quick. I'm like, oh, there I go. Animating for everything now, I guess. And that's kind of like how it all started, really.
It's a big opportunity. Yeah.
It is, and it took a while to get the actual hand model, because that was what I was doing at first, but then Nixon was like, oh, at this point I can just get you to do all, you know, the other characters too, which is where it started.
Dude, yeah. I want you to, like, just, I just wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors, man. You definitely worked hard enough to get to where you are now.
Yeah, just seeing your work from what we've seen so far of the game, like, it looks really good. It's fast paced, it's snappy, it's really great.
I second.
And as an animator myself, I have very high respects for you, man.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a very fun process. I think TJOC is one of my favorite projects working on right now, and, you know, to think it all started on a holiday of, you know, when I was in Thailand, I started doing Source Filmmaker. You know, it's the software, it's from Valve and stuff like that, made for TF2. But, you know, most people used it for FNAF, which I did. My first render was the Joy of Creation, actually. Like, the first thing I ever did was, like, you know, Nixon's game. And to think, like, up to now that I'm working on an official, like, FNAF title, as well as, like, a, you know, Joy of Creation title too. It was just, like, a dream come true. But also, you know, at this point, I'm like, yeah, it's just fun to work on. It's nothing much to it. Now, I don't mind how much I gain from this, other than I hope I get, you know, some sort of career after. But yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of animating, as an animator myself, again, I just wanted to ask, like, what's your process or method for animating, like, the characters or just the scenes in general? Like, do you have, like, a method, or do you, like, how do you do it?
I say it's the Coco way, because, look, the way I do this stuff, I do it the way I know how to, if that makes sense, because I can't exactly say my process of method, because it's, I feel like it's not the most normal. It's just kind of random. Like, whatever I feel is, like, you know, to do first is better, if you know what I mean. Like, sometimes, like, I act it out. Sometimes I record myself, like, you know, doing the actions and stuff like that. Or I just kind of just dive into it, you know. I just dive straight into it. And just, you know, I don't have a real method to anything. I just kind of, I think about it and I just, poof, it's done, you know? It kind of just, you know, I put in the work to get it done quickly. And yeah, that's, I don't have an exact method, unfortunately, to talk about. Because when I talk about, you know, how I make things, I don't know how I made it, you know? It's like, it just happens on my end.
You know? I would have loved to be an animator, but I don't think I have it in me to do it.
Oh, well, trust me, animation is a very time consuming. Yeah, it's also very time consuming, but
it's hard and time consuming, but don't, you know, if you can't, you know, if you want to be an animator, but, you know, is it, you can't at least try one day of it, you know, how will you do anything, you know? You got to try it. You got to try and put the work into it to, you know, do what you want to be good at. Stuff like that.
Also, look up tutorials. Yeah. Tutorials are godsend.
Do what I didn't. I didn't do any tutorials. I learned most of this myself, really.
Tutorials are a godsend.
Wait, so you're self-taught?
Yeah, I'm self-taught.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like Jackson.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cool.
Although it took me a lot longer to learn.
Damn. Y'all are cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How does it feel being involved in like a big Five Nights at Freddy's project like Dwarf Creation?
Most people might think it's like overwhelming, but man, it just feels great, you know. I'm not too fond of the community of FNAF in some cases, but when it comes to like the respect for the Joy of Creation, it's just unreal. Like, I love, you know, everyone's support, because it does mean a lot to me. Because I don't think, you know, thinking back to when I was starting out, I wouldn't have thought I've got this far, you know? It was definitely just something different that I've ever experienced. Like, you know, some people, like, you know, talk about me now, and it's like, damn. People mention me, like, when it comes to Joy of Creation, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's just a really good experience to work on a FNAF game. It's really good.
Yeah, especially for something as big as the Joy of Creation, which is like...
Oh, yeah.
It's like a mini considered one of the best FNAF fan games like of all time. Like right next to Candies, Popgo, some other third or fourth thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, like you said, the community can be a mixed bag, but personally speaking, I can't find the words. My brain's hurting.
That's all good.
Yeah,
you get what I mean. And yeah, it's sometimes I like being around, but sometimes, like as of recently, I'm trying to, you know, try and step away from that side of the community and be who I am. You know, be my person.
But I respect both of your opinions and your views. I don't see an issue with it. I can understand.
Yeah. Anyways, so on back to the topic of animation. Were there any like challenges for animating the characters? Like,
I was gonna 100%. No matter what you're doing, there's always going to be a challenge in a project. And my challenge was Chica. So, you know, I think I'm allowed to talk about this one because, I'll say with Chica, she's definitely the most scrapped, right? She has a lot of scrapped animation, and that's, you know, that's due to like, you know, gameplay bugs or, you know, balancing issues, and just her overall like character is hard to try and animate when you're doing it the first time, at least. I think the hardest was the death animation. There's like two of them, and one of them's not used, and hopefully we use it for another level.
For Chica?
For Chica, yeah. And Chica. I'll say you'll see in one of my friends' art, Flayfright, the amazing artist. They made a banner for like Nixon, Gabe, and me, where it's in the office, and you'll see Chica's upside down. I think you know where that's going, right?
I think
so. That was a whole challenge, but even the scrapped animation is so, like, I'm super proud of it, of what I could do, because it was very first try, like, I did everything. It's, you know, animation's trial and error. I did these in first try, and I was so happy with them, but, you know, it's fine. It's fine to have them, you know, scrapped. If it doesn't work, I can always have it on my portfolio.
Yeah.
At least you could look back at it and know how much work you put into it.
Yeah, and I'm still happy with it in the final end result because it's scary shit in game.
It was difficult to animate Chica out of all other animatronics, but you still did it.
Yeah, I still did it. Yeah.
Which the more the story is that Chica's a pain.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'll second that. It's just... Ugh.
Jackson!
Have you seen Chica?
She's like... She's just a disgusting boss girl, bro. She is like terrifying, but she's like... You know, she slays.
Are we talking about Chica in general, or just the
Ignited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, the first thing that came to mind was like Withered Chica from FNAF 2.
That's she's basically built off that, really.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. It's like, oh,
yeah. She's like, even then, she's still, you know, scary. I think she's the scariest.
Oh yeah, yeah, she is freaking terrifying.
Like, ugh. Even in she just. I don't know. She just looks really disgusting compared to everyone else. And I mean that in the best way.
It's
yeah.
Was Chica actually hard to like animate?
I'd say she's very difficult. She's difficult, but in the end result, it was pretty fun to do. Really, it's, you know, it's trying to get her character right too, because she has to act like a bird, and that's pretty fucking hard. Sorry if I can't swear, but man, it is really hard to do a bird stuff sometimes. And you know, everything I've done for T-Jock, mostly the first time I'm ever doing it, you know, like for Living Room, there's a lot of things I've never done, and I've done it, you know. It's really cool. It's really fun to just, you know, have this as my like stepping stones of animation after so long.
Well, I mean, I can't wait for the demo when it comes out.
Oh, yeah, dude. Same. I heard good things about it.
It's demo. I've played it. I love it. I hope everyone else does, because we put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah,
we tried our best making it something it's like on its own. You know,
yeah,
and, you know, still have it scary. which I still scream when I play it sometimes.
I mean, hey, I support y'all in the Joy of Creation team, so shout out to all the team members out there, especially Nixon, if you're watching this.
Also, there. Shout out to Crash, who's also my boss.
Yep.
Shout out to Crash.
Such a good logo designer, man. Holy God. Yeah. That was his first time doing it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cooked.
Anyways.
Oh, you go on.
I was going to ask if you wanted to take this or if you wanted me to do it since it's another animation related thing.
Yeah, you go for it. Yeah.
All right. Stealing your question. Anyways. Do you have any favorite types of animation you like doing, like walk cycles, idle animations, anything really?
I like doing the jump scares a lot because right now I'd say Office is mainly based on jump scares, right? You know, they scream at you like rah, and kill you. While the other levels will be mostly death animations, like them killing you. And we've seen this already with Bonnie in Living Room. He doesn't scream at you. He just grabs you and just stomps you on the floor. And that's what I like because, you know, I feel like Office is kind of like a callback. Like, they scream at you and all that stuff in the original and stuff. But it's more, a bit more than that, you know. It's the death animations. I feel like I've definitely seen like a whole rise of games, fan games and that, basing their animations on mine. And that's so surreal to like think about now, is that I've like caused an entire, you know, change of like direction when it comes to jump scares, which is so cool. And it's all because of TJ.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen that Roblox FNAF 2 reimagining?
I seen you retweeted.
That is just on God, like T-Jock.
Yeah.
Like the new T-Jock. Like the way the flashlight is, some of the mechanics, like Chica, when they kind of enter in the room, like, you know, use your flashlight against them. And just, you know, the fuse box too. Jump scares as well. They're so well done. And it's cool that we got to change something, you know, that was kind of lacking for a game that was mostly made up from, you know, the jump scares, definitely the most like known thing about the game. 100%.
Yeah.
But it's also just like, you know, it was lackluster in a way, like later on, like, you know. So I thought it was nice to see people trying to take on that new side of FNAF jump scares. Because I felt, I always felt it was lacking, like after a while.
Yeah.
But Yeah,
but yeah, it kind of gets old after a while, like seeing the same type of jump scare over and over again, just them shaking violently and just open their mouths and closing
You know, if you want to make a memorable jump scare, try and make it cool as fuck. that's what I've been doing, right? Because, you know, even if they don't scare you, they'll look awesome and people will actually look back to it. Like, I don't think I've ever looked back at a FNAF jump scare like, oh yeah, that's so like memorable. And I remember, you know, you just screamed at me and went static. No. You'll remember as like Bonnie punching the hell out of you.
Yeah, yes. Like, I was gonna bring that up, but
yeah. I'll say this is a little off topic, but Bonnie's punch was definitely the most like, oh my gosh, just overall the most like weight I've had animating because I had to recreate the most like iconic part of T-Jock. It was like worrying too. I was just like, man, can I even replicate this? And I feel like I did and it's even more brutal. Which I'm happy about.
Yeah. I like that one actually.
Personally speaking, jump scare animations for me are very, very difficult, especially looping jump scares, because like So, yeah, I'm not sure if Crash told you this, but I was the animator on his Ultimate Custom Night mod, Candy's Custom Night. Yeah, I did all the jump scares for that game.
I gotta look back on that, but I think I remember.
It was a lot. Yeah. Like, since it's UCN, like, I had to make sure the jump scares were loopable, which proved to be a challenge, since, like, because the jump scares in UCN aren't the greatest. Because
Scott, like, fully rushed them, basically, which is fair enough. I wouldn't put in the effort if the game's not going to be scary anyway.
Yeah, but, you know. I really tried my best to, like, at the very least, make the visuals of the jump scares, like, look good. But even I will admit, like it's not perfect. I mean, I've seen a comment of someone calling the jump scares similar to the Dormitibus, funnily enough.
But I'll say my animation's just gotten faster. I don't know how. Like, I think Bonnie's jump scare, like, for the new living room teaser, took, like, an hour. Like, probably less than an hour. And I'd say, like, what was it? The Foxy jump scare and Bonnie's jump scare as well from the previous teasers in The Office, probably an hour and a half. Including with arms, just overall.
Honestly, it would take me, like, a freaking day to, like, make the jump scares for the end. Either because it didn't look good, or because the models, like, were freaking unoptimized, man.
I'd probably, like, give up on that.
And I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah. I hate doing stuff the same way, you know, if you know what I mean, like, jump scares from UCN, for example. Like, it's so tedious, right? Like, trying to just make him go back and forth and... It gets boring.
And you lose some idea. You run out of ideas very, very quickly.
Somehow we haven't done that with T-Jock yet, because for every level, there's going to be a whole new jump scare. Like, for each character. So, basically, you know... The living room levels have completely different animations to Office. You know, they all have their own jump scare.
Speaking of which, do you have any favorite T-Jock characters? Like, as in, like, either the characters that are going to appear in the remake, or just the original characters from the previous title, like the Fallen, Ignited, Springtrap, or whatever.
I'll list three of them if you need, because it's so hard to choose, man.
It's fine.
So, top one, right? Someone I can't talk about. All right, something I can't talk about. But second one, Creation, 100%. Because I don't know, something about Creation that's just, you know, really cool, obviously, because, you know, he's giant amalgamation. But, you know, he's, even though he's just a mishmash of, like, you know, a bunch of stuff that wouldn't really make sense in, you know,
logic.
And logically, but man, is he cool. He's so cool. And I can't wait to, like, you know, hopefully, like, get to animate him as well. Look cool. Because I think everyone knows Creation's going to be in here, which is fair enough. But, you know, it's really good. And Ignited Springtrap is my top three. He's just, like, man, I wish we'd get to do more with him, you know? I know we won't be doing Halloween, unfortunately.
Yeah. But
it'll be I'd love to animate him. He's just so badass. For no reason, too. It's just Springtrap, but out of Belvis.
I mean, if you really want to be technical, we already have, like, a modern version of Ignite Springtrap in the form of Burn Trap from Security Breach.
Oh yeah, like,
you can't tell.
Just stole that design, bro. That full on just stole that.
Yes, thank you. Like, it's like it's, every time I look at Burn Trap, I just think of the ignited version of Springtrap. Like it's just very similar. Like the missing super jaw, similar. The flat. It's just
missing arm.
Just like, they're literally the same character design. It's just
silhouette wise I'd say that, you know, it's like, you know, obviously they have the different factors in that, but it's still the same guy, dude. I can't even blame Stillwell, he's too cool.
Yeah fair enough. Safari is still alive.
Hi. I'm just enjoying you both just listening to talk.
You're just rambling. Finding to our ramblings.
Yeah.
So far, I'm gonna let you take this question. I already stole two of yours already.
No, it's fine. I was gonna ask you, do you have any favorite Five Nights at Freddy's games?
Five Nights at Freddy's games.
Yeah, like.
Let me think about that, because I'll say for the longest time, it was definitely Sister Location, if you asked me like 3 years ago. But I think my current favorite, controversial, but Security Breach for the wrong reasons. Right? This game is so funny, because dude, every time I play it, it breaks still. And that it just adds to the immersion, right? My immersion is always fulfilled when I play Security Breach.
When you said it was Sister Location, I was happy because I actually like Sister Location. I like that one a lot.
And I was just on the charity stream the other day where we played that. We didn't get past Night 4, though.
The Sister Location, I feel like what made me actually not like it is because I actually replayed it with knowledge of game design, and I'm like, damn, this game, dookie fight. But the story, I love Sister Location's plot and story.
Yeah.
Like, I think, Ennard being, like, a twist villain.
We didn't know
about Ennard. I feel like that was great. But Scary Reach, on the other hand, is just, sorry, guys. It's on top game of FNAF. It's perfect in every way. Nah. I'm not gassing up because it's good. Yeah, I'm gassing up because it's bad. It's bad in the best way possible. But I don't want to believe that it's real.
Ain't no way.
I don't blame you. Like, just...
yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on as to why Security Breach is just not a good FNAF game or just good game in general, but like,
yeah,
I do see why you like it. It's just
it's just so bizarre, like how a game like this got greenlit. I love it.
It feels more like a parody than like an actual FNAF title, you know?
Like, you want to know how many hours I got in this game right now?
How many?
I got 120 hours.
Let me check.
120 on Security Breach. Well, like the rest of like 30 hours. Oh.
I gotta hear this.
I got 66 hours.
You're forgetting one thing. You have to add another six to that.
Yeah. I mean, I got like 66.8 hours. I mean, you were kind of close.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes, but
yeah, I'd say, you know, Security Breach, although it's bad, I can't just lie to you guys saying that I never enjoyed it, because I did. And I love it. It's so dumb in the best way possible, and also it's good in the worst way.
Yeah, but, I don't blame you.
Ruin was good.
Imagine Stillwell Studios.
Oh yeah.
This.
Oh god.
Ruin was good.
Yeah,
Ruin was good, but I don't find it replayable, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the stories.
I think I like the story. That's because I knew about Mimic beforehand, and I was just like, you know, chilling out. I'm like, when's this blood coming? But he didn't. He didn't till the end.
Steve didn't arrive until the end.
Yeah, which, honestly, that's still a highlight moment for NAF for me.
Yeah. And the design of Mimic.
I like his design, even though it's kind of lacking. I'd say he's, like, really cool anyway. Because he's just full-on murder machine and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
God. He's very violent.
Oh.
I can't believe the contrast between Security Breach and the books. It's actually like
night and day.
It's like night and day. Oh my lord. I've never read something that's like so descriptive and gore-wise in my life. It's like lively, but FNAF. Like, holy shit. It's genuinely that bad.
All right. Let's. I think we got like. So this is like this is technically the final question, but I just wanted to ask: is there, without giving anything away, without like spoiling anything at all with T-Jock, what is your favorite animation that you did for the game?
Oh, my favorite animation. I'd probably, what is it? If we ever do this again sometime, I'd definitely will, you know, I'll definitely be easier for me to say once the game is finished. But I think my favorite animation right now, it's Chica's jump scare. Like I've mentioned it before.
Chica's the chicken.
Yeah. For Office. So good. Like I still can't believe I made it.
Yay.
It's really good.
Burr.
And I think it's the best jump scare in the game so far. And Nixon couldn't agree with that too. Like from what I've seen, you know, it's just cool. Like yeah. I'm not sure if people find it scary, but it scared me personally and it's just violent. It's like, ugh.
I'm even more excited now to play this game.
Be excited, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we're just a few weeks away until it comes out, so.
Yeah, August 2nd.
Oh, my gosh.
Play it. It's free.
It's free.
It's a free demo.
It's free demo. Man. Yeah, I personally can't wait to play this game, man. From what I've seen, it looks for
everyone to play it. This is something that I'm like, this is a product I'm so like passionate about, obviously. Yeah. But it's something I believe is truly incredible.
Yeah, like I've heard a lot of good things from Crash since he got to play it, but
yeah.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. It'll be fun to see everyone playing it. My adrenaline will be high, but you know, it'll be like, you know,
yeah,
it'll be fun. It'll be a fun day.
Oh yeah.
Well. Oh yeah. You go ahead.
No, I just said well. I didn't expect you to say at the exact same time.
Coco, thank you so much for being on this episode with us, man. No problem. It really means a lot.
No problem, man. It's been fun talking to you guys again. It's nice.
It's good. It definitely enlightened my mood for tonight. And I, Jackson, thank you.
Yeah. Anytime, my guy.
So, Jackson, you can also ask the last question. I think the not the one you've already asked, but
yeah. Coco, before we sign off, do you have anything to say to the fans of T-Jock?
I gotta say, fans of T-Jock, listen, you are in for a treat. This game, from the story, from its characters, from its like jump scares, ideas, dude, This is not like story mode. This is more than story mode, right? Story mode is like, you know, I don't think it can compare to what's new. Like, it is completely, I feel like it's really, really amazing what we have right now. And I think you all are going to love it. It is definitely something amazing. It's new. I think it's incredible. I think it's awesome.
And I'm pretty sure once...
That's all I got to say.
And I'm pretty sure once this episode is out, I'm sure right as soon as the demo's out, I'm sure once everyone gets to watch this episode, I'm sure everyone will enjoy listening to you share your experience with Nixon and working with the Joy of Creation team.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
You go first. All right. I was going to say, I am making a video of my experience with TJOC as well. I finished the script yesterday.
Oh.
Speaking of this day. But, you know, it's... No, it was fun to make. I'm going to start making the video very soon. After, you know, my avatar got his new design modeled and stuff like that, and I'll start grinding on that video.
All right.
Yeah. And please go show your support to Nixon. Make sure you play the demo and support Cocoa Beans here. They've done a very immensely well done job.
Yes, please support Nixon. His work genuinely is amazing, and he's an amazing friend to me. I feel like, you know, he deserves all the support because he's what makes my animations just kick more, right? Yeah. That he just makes them just pop out more. Go follow him. Please support the game if you can. I don't want to sugarcoat it, but, you know, it's up for wishlist on Steam if you want to play the Joy of Creation demo once it comes out, and also the game that's coming next year.
And please be sure to check out our episodes on the Indie Horror Talk podcast for season one. Make sure to go check those out. And we're also now, I can officially say, we are now on iHeartRadio as well. You can go listen to us now on there. And thank you.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.